Welcome to another segment of Market Overdrive. I am your host, residential real estate broker with Compass. I am a transacting realtor. That's my day gig. And I come on Market Overdrive because we're passionate about educating you and elevating your real estate IQ. But in order to do that, I can't do it alone. I have to align myself with awesome experts who are out there closing deals and getting us all the information that you need to know in order to become the most savviest investor. So without further ado, let me introduce you to my co-host, Joel. How are you, Joel?
You're the savviest one I know, right? Come on, look at you. We're happy to be back. It's Market Overdrive 2019, and it's really all about education, teaching those that are getting ready to buy maybe in the next 6-12 months, what it takes, some of the things that you wouldn't even expect. And that's what we're going to go over today.
Awesomeness. Did you say 6-12? I don't know. A lot of people are kind of scared right now. So it sounds like it's going to be like 1 year, 2 years. Are we sleeping through this market?
Well, there's a lot of buyers that are on the sidelines. And what we're going to talk about today is how the low rates are actually getting people back into the market, what you could buy today that you couldn't buy 6 or 12 months ago. So there's some real things that if you're tuning in, you're actually going to pick up something that you might not know. So stay tuned.
Love it. It's always optimism with Mr. Joel. And also the brilliant, how are you, lovely? I don't need a name. I just call her lovely.
The brilliant lovely. I'll take it. Fine. No, I'm great. I'm excited today because I have a couple fantabulous boss babes that are going to talk to us about what they're doing in their business. And also, I mean, rates are a little cray right now. They're still lower than low, but the Fed dropped the rate yesterday by a quarter, and we haven't seen that yet on the mortgage side. So I'm kind of like knocking on wood and seeing if things might dip here in the next couple weeks.
As for me, I'm like, no comment. Seriously, rates are dropping, but people are still scared. Like, what's going on with this market? It's kind of a quiet whisper in the market, would you say?
Well, the fact of the matter is that even if it's, an eighth of a point or eighth of a percent higher than you thought it was going to be, it's still ultimately way, 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 way low in the grand scheme of things. And people need to be taking advantage of this.
Awesomeness. See, I love that we come here together so we can collaborate and really educate you on what's going on in the market. So what's going on today on Market Overdrive? Amazing stuff. So first, we're going to talk to a brilliant, brilliant broker who's going to share with you how she's doing business and how she can help you transact better and more intelligently. Also, we have someone who's going to come in and talk about like living space, bringing in plants into your space, and she calls it Plant Happy. How cute is that? Seriously, I love that. Plant Happy. Also, Stuart is back in the house and he's taking questions, any of your legal questions, any concerns that you may have. Maybe you're buying, you're selling, and you're concerned and you just want to ask him. Please go ahead and DM us on Market Overdrive, Instagram, wherever you follow us, and just send us the questions and we'll make sure that we answer them live. And then also, we're going to have two amazing guests who are talking about what's happening in the scene, right? What's going on with Boy in a Dream? What's going on with the Fashion Week? And of course, this is just to, educate you about what's happening in the city and keep you informed. Did I miss anyone, Joel? I feel like
No, you did it right. You know, there's a lot of people that are on the show today.
Yes, full panel. But I miss Kim. And I just wanted to make sure
I mentioned Kim.
Oh, you did. Okay, she's the boss babe.
She's the boss babe.
No names given. So anyway, without further ado, Joel, would you like to introduce your guest?
Yeah, before we get into the guest, the idea right now always is like something from the trenches. What's actually happening? What are we seeing in the last week since you've tuned in? So with rates being down and the topic today, low rates keeping buyers in the market, I had a buyer that just called me. They, a year ago, were looking at a property and it just was too much money for them. They were looking at something. And with rates being down in the last week, she was actually able to go back to the same building. It wasn't the same unit, but that purchase price that was unaffordable last year, she was actually able to go in, place an offer, and get the payment that made sense for her. So with rates being down almost a full point from where they were one full year ago, maybe you have more buying power. And that's kind of the thing that we're going to be talking about today with my guest, Nagin. So Nagin, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So you are with Baird & Warner, and tell us a little bit about your background, your full name, and what you do.
Sure. So my name is Nagin Miscotti. I am a real estate agent with Baird & Warner Real Estate out of our Lincoln Park office. I'm also the assistant sales manager at that office, which I love because I get to work with other agents, help them work on their business plans and figure out a way to grow their career to something that they really deserve and are proud of.
You're about helping people, right?
Absolutely.
So not only the people that are buying places, but also the agents. So she's not just a producing agent. She's helping all those agents. They always come to you with problems, right?
Challenges.
Yeah. Like no problems in real estate.
No problems in real estate. Exactly. We are problem solvers. I just was sitting down with an agent today and having that conversation about we're in the business of finding solutions for our clients. And it's the same when working with agents, finding solutions to help them with their clients and also help them grow their businesses.
You told me two things before we were on the air. We were talking about rates being low and how it's actually helping people buy a property that they might not have been able to last year. Tell us the scenario that you're seeing. Why should buyers actually be excited about this entering the spring or entering the fall market, I should say?
Yeah, well, as you mentioned, Joel, like the difference in interest rate can really help with affordability. None of us have that crystal ball, but there are rumors that we're going to be going into a recession, and that's created a lot of fear for people.
Right.
But we don't know what's going to happen. Rates could go up, and if they go up, then that's going to reduce how much people are going to be able to afford to buy. So as you mentioned, that property that maybe you couldn't afford before, or maybe you can afford now, if rates go up in a year, 1%, that would really affect whether you could afford that same property still.
So what you're saying, like the same type of property, a $250,000 condo, let's say, they can afford it today and they say, well, I'm going to wait because I want to save more money for a down payment, or I want to wait because I think rates are going to go down even further. You hear this a lot.
But absolutely.
What can actually happen is that might not be affordable a year from now.
It might not be. And prices could appreciate. You know, three of the last five recessions we had, prices did actually appreciate anywhere between 3% and 7%. So with the appreciation in prices and an increase in interest rates, you're almost guaranteeing that you're not going to be able to afford that same property in the future.
Carla, you see this too, right?
I do. And I love that you talked about being a problem solver, because I think that's where we come in as investment consultants. A lot of people just seem to think that we're Uber drivers and we're driving you around to show the properties. That's not what we do.
Right.
We actually educate you on what's happening in the market. And I love that you touch on the whole recession, right? I think that's like a big word. I typically don't like to say recession because I feel like, and I don't feel like, I mean, I'm looking at the analytics and we're showing that there's a lack of inventory still, right?
Right.
So there's still going to be that demand for inventory. And I'm not, we're not projecting values to decrease to where they were in 2010 and 2011, where we really had a recession, right? Because financing and lending and the rules and regulations are still very strict. So no one's going to walk away from this property, from their properties in this time around. Do you agree with that, or do you foresee people walking away and this foreclosure crazy is going to come back?
It's a whole new ballgame. It's not like it used to be, okay? So when we did this 10 years ago, you could get into a property with no money down, okay? You could get into a property where right after you close, you lost equity. And if that continues to happen, then people literally walked away from those properties, but it's not happening now. Even with the lowest down payments that are available right now, people are double and triple checking the income on these. So it's not a situation where somebody's getting in over their head.
Right.
If values do come down some, it's still a lot less loss than continuing to pay rent month after month after month.
Yeah, right? And that's why I don't know if you agree with this, but I feel like it's more like an adjustment in price. So we're going to have to double our efforts on how to sell property. So this is I heard you saying that you're also a managing broker, you're more of a leader, and you're training agents. What do you foresee as far as our industry with realtors, new brokers, and people who are young or not young but are rookies in the business? You know, they're going to have to ump their creativity to get property sold. What are you seeing out there, and what are you advising your agents?
Well, you're absolutely right. I think the most important thing, and it's really our responsibility as professionals in the industry, is to educate ourselves first and foremost so that we can properly educate the market, whether you're working with a seller and educating them on how to price their property appropriately, because it is shifting, as you mentioned, Carla. And the last 2 years, 2017, 2018, have been some of the best years ever. So by comparison, this year feels like a major slowdown, but it's really just a little bit of a correction, which we were due for. And educating them too on what really is going to happen. This word recession, as you said, is kind of scary, but it's also misleading. And the recession of 2008, well, that was driven by housing. As Joel mentioned, you know, what's coming up now is not going to be driven by housing. So there's no need to have that same fear. It's healthy for markets to adjust.
And no more panic, guys. No more panic attacks. No more anxiety. There's nothing happening where, like, this bubble or whatever the heck people are talking about. It's just not going to happen. It's ridiculous.
No, even if it has a little bit of a downturn, Tammy and I can talk about this. We saw what happened before. Do you think there's going to be a major drop? And if it does, just talk to us about what you see in this, Tammy.
You know, I don't know if there's going to be a major drop or not, right? It's the, do I have a crystal ball? I don't. But I do know that the market fluctuates. All indexes and all or indices and all markets fluctuate. we can look to the London Index that's been around far longer than any that we have here in the States and see how they breathe, how they ebb and flow. And our housing markets have had a couple of crashes. Our economy has had a couple of crashes. It could happen again. But on the bigger picture, it always comes back up. I purchased a house right before the crash for $375,000. And that house today is worth just shy of $800,000.
Right.
So you're not really worried about
it. You're really, it's real estate. It's an appreciating asset. And I know you guys hear me say this over and over again, and I've been doing this for 5 years. So let me not repeat myself, because let's go back to the previous videos. But here's the deal, right? So you're buying in a down market. You're acquiring in fourth quarter, which typically brings you the best values, the best deals. And you're also taking advantage of these low interest rates. So even if the price adjusts by $10,000 to $20,000, if you wait till February to make a purchase, then you're not going to be in this like discount market. And rates may or may not go up. But if you're looking at waiting for rates to come lower, what are you expecting? Like, what are you saving? Like $20 a month? You know, $10,000 amortized or $30,000 in savings amortized over 30 years is like nothing. So, you know, acquire something while it's low, take advantage of these existing rates and just hold for over time, right? I think that fourth quarter for me is when I advise my investors to buy the multi-unit properties, those properties you hold for over long times, because you're going to get the best value. Do you agree? Do you have investment properties?
I have investment properties, and I've seen the real cyclical nature of Chicago real estate. What happens in the fall and in the winter months are, if you have a property, for example, that the listing agent may have come in and said, I can shoot for the moon. We can get this price. Go ahead. Let's go move to the suburbs. Let's buy that house there. And don't worry, this condo in the city is going to sell. And now it's vacant. Now they're making two payments.
Yeah.
And now they don't want to. And so now if you have a good lender and you have your ducks in a row and you're working with somebody like Nagin, you can go in and submit an offer. And if you don't get it, that's fine. But there will be opportunities November, December, when the snow is on the ground, to buy something that's less than it's going to be today and less than it'll be in the spring market. So we're teaching these people how to do that. And Nagin's really good about this. It's education. It's teaching and it's not selling. So you're out there doing this for your buyers right now, right?
Absolutely. And what I think recently kind of scared me a little bit was Realtor.com had done a survey, and over half the people that they surveyed, which was of active buyers in the market, both first-time home buyers and move-up buyers, over half of them said that if there was a recession, they wouldn't buy next year. And that's crazy to me, because there's a lot of incorrect information out there that they're basing this decision off of, and buying a home or getting into the real estate market, that's a huge life decision.
Yeah.
So to base it off of incorrect or incomplete information, it's scary.
And you flushed this out with me prior to the show. We talked about this. So let's do this on air and talk about, what does that mean if there was a recession, and compare it to let's not buy at all. Right. So you have a buyer that is renting right now, and they're paying $2,000 or $3,000 a month. And they say, well, if I buy a place that's similar to that amount of payment, it might be a $400,000 home. Okay. Or a $400,000 house. If in the next 2 or 3 years, the value went down, what, 10% or 20%, they've lost $40,000 to $80,000. What did they lose by paying rent for the next 3, 4, 5 years? Double and triple that. They're throwing away hundreds of thousands of dollars on rent. Real estate's a long-term game, and if we can actually get in at the right price, which is now, and at the right rates, that's how you win in real estate.
Well, let me give you my real estate tip or secret, and I'm going to ask you to do the same. So one of the things that I would encourage you to do is to talk to your broker about getting those properties that, you know, maybe we've listed and overpriced, and maybe we're overzealous about the market, and maybe that area was just not indicative, or the value was not indicative of what we're trying to sell it for. So if these properties are coming off the market as canceled and expired, have your savvy realtor reach out to these people and say, how would you like to put a deal together? I can close in the next 45 days, because I'm working with an amazing team of lenders. And we get this off the market. You don't have to wait till spring market. And or obviously, right, if you're in the know, you have properties that are going to be coming in February, we could just make this happen right now. So ask for those cancels and expired, and even properties that are temp off the market, solicit those. You may be able to find a really good deal because now they're motivated. What would be your tip? We'd like to give people inside scoops on how to transact and be winners.
Sure. Well, I'd say if you are renting currently and you think that you can't buy because maybe you believe you need 20% down, which is not true. And I know Joel can speak to that. There's lots of programs out there. Or you're just not really sure if it's the right move for you. I wholeheartedly believe there's an appropriate time to enter the marketplace. But talk to your broker, talk to your financial planner and see what you actually can do in terms of acquiring a property and becoming a homeowner or a property owner or an investor, because there's so much opportunity and you can start now putting together a financial strategy that's going to, take your wealth to the next level. Whereas, you know, we can't guarantee rates are going to increase, but I can almost guarantee your rent's going to increase year after year. And that's just money you're throwing away, 100% of it.
You heard it here first. I mean, that's amazing. That's really the case. It's just like your 401k at work. If you looked back 20 years ago, what was the number one thing? Just starting. Just getting in the market, dipping your toe in. And you don't see too many times over the last 100 years where buying real estate was a bad move. Okay.
It's not. I think people just don't understand how it works. And I would like to believe that people want to be investors. They want to get into the game, but just don't understand how to do it. And so it's cool that you're reading and that you have all these platforms that educate you on how to become an investor. But like you said, with your 401k, right, it gets deducted from my paycheck and I don't think about it. And it's an automatic deduction. And I'm always complaining like, what the heck? But, you know, it goes away. And then all of a sudden you look at the statement and you're like, oh, wow. That was awesome. Great move, Carla. Same thing with real estate, right? If you manage your rental properties correctly, it's going to pay itself. And over time, it's like owning a company. You're a business owner. You're an entrepreneur. And you don't have to rely on your checks from your payment or whatever from work. You can have this extra stream of income. And I just think that it's like, why not leverage a lender's money to become a property owner?
That's so cheap to borrow money right now. So I totally agree with you. And a lot of what holds people up is not knowing the how. So again, talk to your real estate agent, talk to your lender, talk to your financial planner, get the information that you need to make a good decision.
I know that if you came to me and asked me if you could borrow money, I would not charge you 3.75%.
For 30 years.
To get paid back in 30 years. I would be like, oh, how about 20%? Like, do I even know? Don't call me. Call Tammy or call Joel. They will be able to help you.
Nagin, you said it all. You really gave us good tips. It was all about education and actually finding the people that are supporting you. You have a team. Online now, there's so many different places where you can get information, but nothing beats actually picking up the phone and calling somebody or meeting face-to-face, and you work with one of the companies that's been around the longest. Tell us before you go just a little bit of that background about Baird & Warner and where you're at.
Yeah, Baird & Warner has so much history here in Chicago. It's a phenomenal company to work for. I've been there for 5 years. I absolutely love it. And now getting to have this new role as assistant sales manager is opening my eyes to even more ways that this company truly just supports everybody that works there. And we're always looking to bring on great, brokers that want to really grow their business. And I just am so blessed to be out of that Lincoln Park office.
Tell everyone where they can reach you.
You can find me on Facebook and Instagram at Love Chicago Living.
Awesome. Thank you so much for coming today.
Thank you.
Love it. Kudos to you. I mean, I love the fact that obviously you're a top producing lender, but you align yourself with realtors who know what they're doing and they're actually helping build other people's businesses. I mean, she's actually in her office helping other agents grow their business and also educating them. So Joel, congrats, because I know that you work very hard on what you do and you bring in the best of the best. And that's what you get on Market Overdrive. It's agents who really know their ish, because I can't curse.
I appreciate the compliments. Year to date, I'm over $75 million of closed transactions. And really what we're trying to
do
is
we do a dance
teach
for that?
Oh,
we should have a closing dance.
Closing dance. The idea is really about education and not sales. Everyone's going to buy a place when they're ready. So everyone likes to buy, but no one likes to be sold. So if you can actually take that piece out of it.
Wow, is that like a slogan?
I should have a t-shirt that says it.
Joel's
but it's just, it's logical.
It's like,
right?
Ask Joel. It's the billboards. It's the keychains. It's the pocket sockets, which, by the way, I don't have one. So.
Oh, my gosh. If you can actually align yourself with people that actually care, they give back, that's how you're going to grow as a person as well. So when you're out there and you're actually trying to buy real estate, put your team together. Find somebody that really cares about you, and that's how you're going to grow.
Yes. And another lovely lady who does care. And, she gives back in coaching, and she's always there when you need her. So you can call Tammy at like 8, 9, 10 o'clock. It's cool.
Even 11.
Even 11, she'll be awake. But she always aligns herself with women or just, business owners entrepreneurs who are helping people grow their businesses and just be amazing at what we do. So who is your guest today?
You're so kind, Carla.
That's
so nice to me. You can call me at 11. I'm so excited that we have so many amazing boss babes on the show today. The one I'm about to introduce to you is none other than the lovely Kimberly Rea.
Hi, Tammy. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm
so glad you're here. I love the look. I mean... You know, it's like so sexy.
Thank you. I'm going for the almost 50 sexy look. That's the look today.
Oh, wow. That's
wink,
awesome.
Wink, nudge,
wink,
nudge.
Wink,
So the thing that we are here to feature is Val's services, right?
Yes.
But Val, I hear, is out of the country.
Yeah, she's traveling. She's in China. It's exciting.
And that's when you know you're successful, right? When you send in someone to talk about you because you're traveling.
That's right. I'm the body double for Val.
She's in the Maldives, right?
She is. She is on a little bit of a honeymoon and also enjoying her husband's family in China.
Lovely.
So it's cool.
Oh, good for her. Yeah. Can't pretend I'm not jelly, but
a little bit.
It's okay. Glad to be here. So glad to be here.
Yeah.
So Val is out of town. Val runs Val Services. Tell us a little bit about Val Services and what that is.
So I have a marketing firm, and Val, I met graciously through someone else who you'll meet today, Rebecca, and Val does cleaning and organizing all over the city of Chicago. And so she is a meticulous cleaning guru that just loves her job, loves to do it.
And I hope you know that. This is a real science, right? Like, I am super obsessed with organization, and I have, like, my condiments and, like, the red jars and the black, you know, jars, because I'm like, my head's always spinning, so my space has to be organized. But, you know, even when you try to sell property, that's a problem, because buyers feel like, the cluster, you know, like just the mess, it just becomes very overwhelming, and you can't appreciate a property when it's messy. Right. So can you tell us the system behind that?
Yeah. So, you know, as I got to know her, her training, she actually has all her cleaners go through 80 hours
wow.
of training before they get to, you know, hit the ground running for cleaning. And so she does specialize, to your point, in move in and move out services for people that are moving.
Yeah.
So she's awesome, and they're meticulous, and she is meticulous. So it's good to know your house is in good hands.
I can't in good conscience sit on the show and act like I am not familiar because I actually met Val at Evolve Her,
yep.
which is a place that some of us women in the room are members of, and we know that place, we have it in common. And I ended up switching my cleaning services to Val services. I was not happy with exactly how things were going before. It was inconsistent. And when I switched to Val services, I was amazed at how thorough of a job they did. And now that is who I use. So, true story.
Thanks for the plug, Tammy.
it's just the real truth.
Yep. She's endorsing it. I love it.
But what do you feel like sets them, besides the 80 hours a week of training before they even get to go out and clean, which I think is amazing, but what do you feel like differentiates Val services?
I think her passion. Val came here from Brazil about 8 years ago, and she is an attorney and a chef. And was kind of a cleaning buff. And she turned her passion into helping others and employing other women, girl bosses, to help clean and organize homes. So I think the passion is really the foundation of her success.
And then she also... Doesn't she use all eco-friendly mm-hmm. products?
She's steadfast about the products that she uses in the house and making sure that she goes above and beyond people's expectations.
And she does not just residential, right?
She does business. And to your point about Evolve Her, she is the partner with Evolve Her to clean their space. So
she's all over Chicago.
Girl boss.
Right.
I love that.
What neighborhoods is she in?
She specializes Gold Coast, River North, West Loop, but she'll go anywhere in this Chicagoland region. Yay.
I love it. It's inspirational, right? Because as we're entrepreneurs, there's always layers to our business. For me, I have clients who, you know, are buying property just to buy and fix and flip. And then there's people who are buying in to own or occupy these homes. And so I love to treat my clients to, you know, cleaning services, especially when I'm selling a listing that may be a rental. Because, you know, tenants don't really have any interest or vested interest in getting that property sold. No one wants change, and no one wants to be bothered with a new landlord. So
right.
hiring a company that can come in and clean the property and get it ready for showings, I think it's a plus. And that's something that I love to do. So I'll definitely reach out. I did meet her at the Femme City event.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. She's so nice. She's amazing.
We'll have to give it a try. And that's what we do, right? As business owners, we help promote each other and send each other business because it's always reciprocal.
Yeah. We do. So if somebody who is listening or a viewer viewer wants to look up Val services and maybe even book, where can they find Val services?
So if you go to the www, you'll find Val at valservices.com. On Facebook, you can even go to her Facebook page and you can book services. So it's kind of cool. She's all over the internet.
Just book by messaging on Facebook, huh?
Yeah.
That's so progressive. I love it. Okay. And then also, we can't not highlight something that's really cool that you have launched recently.
Yeah. So I also own a dance and fitness studio besides the marketing that I do. And as I was sharing with you earlier, we just celebrated our 5-year anniversary.
Congratulations.
Thank you. It's called Fly Girl Dance and Fitness. And we're on the northwest side of Chicago. And I'm surrounded by just amazingly giving and empowering women. That
Northwest, where?
So do you know where Jefferson Park is?
Yes.
We're off of Milwaukee near Bryn Mawr.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So it's dancing and fitness?
Yeah, we have 40 some classes of dance and fitness, and we have a little kids program called Fly Kids, too.
Oh, how cute. I love it.
I love the name Fly Girl. How did you come up with it?
Yeah. Oh, well, that's a bit of a story. So as I was a dancer, my background is professional dance. And I aspired one day to be along the lines with J-Lo, you know, and the Fly Girls. I thought, you know, one day I'll just go try out for the Fly Girls. And that never happened. So here at 46, I decided it's time to put it all together and make it happen, make that Fly Girl thing happen. And luckily, GoDaddy let me have Fly Girl Dance. And that's how this little baby was born 5 years ago.
Oh, now, wow.
Is it exclusively women or can
well,
all come?
I'm trying to be real careful with that, you know. I can't help that the
you
windows
can,
are
don't
hot.
You can't be fly?
Yeah, we got to
be a Fly Girl. Can I be a Fly Girl?
You know, anyone can be, but the windows as you drive by says, hello, gorgeous and hot pink. And I think that may deter the men from coming in. But we welcome everyone. We're gender friendly.
Joel
everybody
likes
can
being
come.
Called gorgeous.
Yeah. I like being surrounded by beautiful women that know what they're doing, that they're passionate about it. And I think that's really cool. What you're doing, because so many people don't have that passion. They're going through it, especially with cleaning. You know how hard it is to get somebody that actually cares about your house? That's one of the biggest things that I have with my wife and I. We found a housekeeper that really has been with us for years, and it's something that it's hard to do. So
darn it.
Really,
one of the things I like to do on the show is put people on the spot. So I was like, so you're going to give her a try?
I have a networking group just like that where it's really hard to keep somebody in there in that type of position. So it's so cool to see what you're doing.
Yeah, no,
really
I love both my jobs. I got 2 kids in college. I got to work as hard as I can.
You're awesome.
Oh, I love it. Now, see, women in power, because our biggest why is our children. So kudos to you for that.
Oh, yeah. I love it. Now, Fly Girl is the thing where I have run into women who are either a part of it. I think I met an instructor once and also some women who have attended it. And I feel like the general vibe and sense that I've gotten from them is that they're just overjoyed about the experience. They're really getting something out of it. It's making this huge difference for them. Yeah. Why do you think that is? What do you think that's about?
It's a little overwhelming some days because, you know, you're walking into a room full. I've worked all day and I walk into a room full of women that are just waiting for you and they're excited to be there. And you can feel the energy, and it's just a matter of camaraderie. So I think, you know, half of their passion is coming to work out, and the other half is seeing that girl that you're next to or being accountable for that person that you stand in front of or behind, you know, and you know their name. And so we took it a step further on our Facebook. We have a private group called the Fly Girl Fraternity. So if you join the studio, you actually can be part of this private group. And it just amazes me some days what they will share and put out there in front of a whole group of women that, you know, normally you wouldn't maybe say or show or talk about a bad day, a good day, you know, a weight loss, a weight gain, whatever it may be. But it's just, it's from in the studio to that offline camaraderie. They're just empowering and embracing women. So it's cool.
It's a safe space.
Yeah.
I want to go.
Yeah, me too. It's close to me, actually. So yay. I'll swing by and say hello.
Yeah.
I love it. I think that, you know, as the city changes and more of this dynamic becomes comes into play, I recently visited another place where they talk about nutrition. And so these all these commercial spaces are changing the landscape of what we're looking at as far as commercial spaces in the city. Yeah. So I love that you're in the Northwest side because, you know, everybody just wants to centralize their businesses here in the Gold Coast or Streeterville, Lincoln Park, Lakeview. But to go into the, you know, outer areas, And obviously, the more commercial businesses are there, the more, you know, our neighborhoods change and more families actually get to live. I mean, Jefferson Park is a really wholesome neighborhood.
Yeah, it's a great environment. And like I said, I've been teaching 30 years in this city at different studios or clubs, just about every one of them down here. And it's a different breed of women. They're just so cool. They're so awesome.
So inspirational. I mean, I love, and I want to just point out the fact that you said that, you know, forget the age aspect of it, right? Because we're ageless. It's all about evolving, but really being able to get your at your goal. Because I feel like sometimes I get so overwhelmed with like all my goals and my checks and my to-do list. And I'm like, oh, like the more I do, the more I add. And it feels like there's no progression. But I love the fact that you said you wanted to do this. You wanted to be part of the Fly Girls. And then you actually did it now. So congratulations. I'm glad that you actually, you know, were courageous enough to not let fear affect you and go for what you wanted to do.
Thank you.
Well,
don't cry, Joel. I know you're a superstar.
It's awesome.
And you're
it's
like
really
amazing every day. So
I love everything about it.
Joel's in this with us. He's like, yeah, come on, ladies, let's go. But hey, Kim brought a surprise.
Okay.
And she is giving away a free class to any one of our listeners or viewers who might want to take advantage. So tell them how they can make that happen.
Yeah, so we have a free app on your phone, high tech, Fly Girl Dance and Fitness, and you can take a free class, any class, if you use the promo code I'm Fly. So you like that one?
I'm fly.
Gender friendly.
See what happens when your friends travels and you get to come in and represent her. That's lovely. Thank you.
Love it. And that was Fly Girl Dance and Fitness is the name of the app, right?
Yes, ma'am.
We can put that up on the Facebook Live after we're done too, if people want a link.
For sure. Kai will definitely put it on there in our story. So
thank you
so much for hanging out with us.
Yeah. Thanks, Kim. You're awesome.
Welcome.
Love it. See, that's what real estate market overdrive is all about. We bring in this whole holistic approach about real estate, but it's more about investing, right? Like the more money our investors make or entrepreneurs and they're opening up their businesses, the more real estate they can buy and invest.
Well, it's this whole thing that we go back to a lot. It's elevating your real estate IQ, but finding out how you can be healthy, wealthy, and wise. And we're doing it right here on WGN Market Overdrive. So if you like these type of segments, make sure that you follow us on Instagram. Like us on Facebook and also subscribe on YouTube. You can go back and look at the catalog of shows that we've done. It is all about education and we love everyone that's watching. So thank you so much.
Yes. Thank you so much for sharing your evening with us. And one of the cool things that I like to talk about is, you know, always giving you secrets about how to transact and how to be successful in the game of real estate. And we were talking about fourth quarter, things slowing down. A lot of people are pulling their listings off the market and thinking they're going to come back and relist in, you know, the spring market. But what do you do in that waiting holding period? Do you just sit there and hope that next year is going to be a better market?
No.
Or are you actively participating in the process of selling your property? One of the key ingredients to getting a property sold is to make it look turnkey. I'm not saying revamp it and renovate it and change everything, but the cosmetics of it, right? Maybe new paint, new lighting, new cleaning the closets, organizing, all that stuff, decluttering really, really helps. And when a buyer goes to a property, that anything they perceive, maybe like a spot on the ceiling, maybe like just a paint job, something that like a water stain that never got fixed, and it's probably like a $200 handyman project, a buyer's going to go in there and say, oh my God, that's like roof issues. That's like a $20,000 credit. And that's what we're going to negotiate. So later on the show, you're going to hear stories from Stuart, who is our attorney, but I wanted to introduce this amazing, beautiful lady. It's going to talk to you about how to bring in plants into your space. And I think that's one key ingredient into getting a property sold as well. Who's going to introduce her? Are we looking at each other like,
Do you want to do it?
I got it. Here we are. This is what's really great because it could be something small, guys. It doesn't have to be this major makeover. Maybe it's a little bit of a green in the house. Maybe it's a little bit of flowers or plants. So today with us, we have Rebecca Borges with Plant Happy. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Tell us what we're seeing in real estate and how this actually plays into what you're doing, and it just puts smiles on people's faces.
So I think intrinsically, it's in our DNA, plants make people happy. We are seeing lots of curb appeal, of course, because that increases the value of a home and in its preparation to sell. But more importantly, we're seeing people bring plants into their homes and office spaces, and what they're finding is that it increases feelings of positivity and enhances your well-being.
It sure does. Yeah,
it's
just
really
seeing that, doesn't it? Just
open
makes
up. You happy.
Yeah. It's so much easier than doing a full remodel on a place.
Absolutely.
My wife will tell you all the time, we need more flowers in here. We need more plants. And it really works for real estate. Carla, you see this, right?
Yeah. And I'm seeing it everywhere, right? It used to be you had one plant in the office and now everybody's like bringing plant walls and then you're coming home and you're like, oh, I'm kind of depressed. And the weather changes and you're beautiful in yellow. You brought in sunshine.
I love yellow. It's sunshine. I had a bedroom painted yellow once specifically for the reason because
please do not paint your bedroom yellow.
It was sunshine.
It's terrible for resale, but I do love the landscaping and the plant. I mean, you're an architect, so I want to talk more about you and who you are as a person, because you're, I mean, a serious, I mean, she's president of FemCity, and it's a national organization. She's a true connector, but a true believer in what she does, and you're so studied. So please share that with our audience.
So my background is in art. I'm a formerly trained artist at the amazing School of the Art Institute of Chicago here. I came here from Massachusetts, and I never left, much to my family's chagrin. I then proceeded to get a master's in landscape architecture because it just seemed the next logical step for my sculpture, placing it in yards and then creating the landscape around it. But now I feel like we're seeing so much green walls and office spaces and residential spaces and residential towers. They're really making all these amenity spaces that are really engaging the tenants, unlike they've never done before. And so I feel like my artwork and my design is moving towards having living art. You're living with your art all the time, and it's really enhancing your well-being. And that's my focus.
I love that you can combine the two, right? You're talking about well-being, and most of us think about real estate or your space, your living space is just like a utilitarian, right? This is where I'm going to go to work, and this is where I'm going to live. But you spend so much time in these spaces. So, and obviously, you know, we're in Chicago, and it's cold, and, you know, like now we're going to enter into being inside most of the day. So what does this mean when it comes to selling a property or having a property that has Plant Happy in it?
Well, I think for resale value, the intention is obviously to create spaces and places where your well-being is improved. So obviously the curb appeal is incredibly high. In a condo, which you're reselling, you can actually do something to your balcony. And it might be laying artificial turf, which completely changes the dynamic of that outdoor space. Because even in the middle of winter, you're going to see green. And we are naturally attracted to green and blue. And those colors raise your serotonin and dopamine. And that's why they make you happy.
I love that. It's like, right, did you read the psychology behind colors?
Yeah.
Like McDonald's has those bright colors for the kids. And, you know, it sends a message. So it's like subliminal messaging.
Yep.
I love that. Because we have to, again, right? Real estate is slowing down. And so we got to work extra hard at the things that we need to do in order to get things sold. So here is a little bit of insight for you. If you're looking to sell your property, bring in some green into the space. And, you know, it's going to improve your well-being, obviously.
Right.
And it's going to get your property sold.
It's going to get it sold more quickly because people are going to be feeling relaxed when they walk into that property. They're going to be more focused on what's happening with the interaction of you, the real estate agent, and they're going to be more likely to continue to the next step.
So let me
it's
ask
all
you this.
Psychology.
So I want to promote you as the business. I want to know what it is, because when we say plants, this isn't just going and buying a plant and setting it in there, right? So what is it? Tell us what you'd actually do with either a buyer that's getting ready, that they've already bought the place. Just tell us something that we can take home. What is the actual business?
So through Plant Happy, my focus is reconnecting stressed out urbanites with the beauty of nature. And for me, that could be creating a green wall for them in their home. It could be not just bringing in one plant, but a let's call it a slew of plants.
I love
that
this.
Are strategically placed and are picked out for that environment where the sun exposure is, whether it's dry or humid in there, if it's the bathroom, if it's the bedroom, all of those things make a difference on the plant's health. And that, of course, is related to your health. Now, there's a sense of taking care of these things. So there's a little something that we should all know is that it isn't necessarily just living plants that do this. Preserved and faux walls of greenery have the same impact on you mentally as the real stuff. So it's one thing when someone says, well, I don't have time to take care of this, or like, I don't have a green thumb.
Yeah, so that's going to be around
that. Sounds like she actually consults. You'll go into somebody's home mm-hmm. and walk them through that, and that's what the business is then, right?
That's the business is.
Mm-hmm. She's coming to my place and helping me with my outdoor space yes. because I can't figure out what to do, and I want a chandelier hanging and candles and all that good stuff, but I don't have
and
a canopy.
Carla might want a pergola, but a smaller pergola because her backyard is very shaded.
Yeah.
So I'll design something that's a little bit more reserved in its beam structure, and then we'll put plants hanging from that allow the little sunlight she gets from a very big oak tree above her to come through.
As you can tell, we've already plotted this.
We've already been planning.
It's already planned. I seriously need it because I love greenery, right? I mean, right. I'm from Honduras, so I miss the mountains and the beach and then the trees, and this stuff actually affects me, and I have that whole seasonal disorder, whatever they call it. I find myself not so happy when the weather changes. And this is one way to keep, you know, motivated and get myself to the office so I can get the work done. And this stuff really, really works.
It really works. Literally, if you stared at your computer that had this beautiful screensaver of a water and a boat or plants and a jungle for less than 10 minutes, you will raise your serotonin and dopamine.
Are you serious?
Now, I am totally serious.
Okay. This is awesome.
So that's why I'm saying it doesn't always have to be real. You can create these things based on whatever the client's need is. Real, faux, preserved, however that client wants to resolve the...
Let's go with the faux because I can't keep anything alive. I can barely keep two kids alive.
We've got some beautiful faux plants out there for you.
Well, I love
Rebecca,
it.
You have installations all over Chicago and you do things, it sounds like, that range from maybe the side of a building to a lobby of something right. or an interior, just a room, a wall installation, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. In all these variations where you're achieving your goal of connecting people with nature in an urban environment, what is your inspiration?
So I've always been inspired by nature and human anatomy for as long as I can remember.
This is going to get real.
Yeah.
cell biology, bone structure, that stuff has repeated itself in my artwork over the last 25 years. It's just something that I'm intrinsically attracted to. So all of my work as an artist involves some sense of nature, even though I'm working with steel or wood, but repurposed materials. Steel is the most sustainable of art materials because you can melt it back down if whatever it is doesn't work. And, you know, unlike wood, you cut it once or measure twice, cut once. With steel, it doesn't matter because you can just weld a piece back on.
That's so awesome.
Back on. It's much more forgiving, yes. even though you think steel is not being forgiving.
I mean, that's taking being an artist to a nerd
totally.
to a whole nother level. I love it. There is science and art behind real estate. And so I love that you touch on it because you're actually creating stuff. Dare I say you're the artist that is responsible for the wall at Evolve Her?
Yes. So a fellow Fem City member, Alicia Driscoll, founded Evolve Her. It'll be 2 years in this coming February. And we had a number of consultations on what she wanted, like the ideal dream for her green wall. And then what we ended up with was a faux wall because that was both financially manageable and maintenance manageable.
Oh, I love that.
And it is one of the most Instagrammed green walls in Chicago.
Yeah, everybody's seen it. It's the one that says fuel your passion yeah. in neon with a greener. And okay. There is no like paid plug for Evolve Her today, but I have to say that is where Rebecca and I met.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that.
Evolve Her for the first time. So.
Yes.
It was amazing to have you here with us today, Rebecca.
It's a great team. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
If you want to check out Rebecca's work, you can go to Evolve Her and just reach out. Where can we find you if someone wanted to hire you?
So Plant Happy is just launching. You can find my website at planthappy.com. You can find us at Instagram at planthappy.grow. Reach out to us there.
And or you can text me because she's always with me now that she's been working
yes.
on my patio. I'm super excited. Thank you so much. The kids are going to love it. And so will Apollo. And after we do my work, you could keep my dog.
Yes. I might take him home.
He's a pain in the butt.
He's super cute, though.
Thank you. Love having her.
Thank you, lady.
I love aligning myself with amazing women who are entrepreneurs, but really like just know their craft, right? They're passionate about what they do. That's what keeps us doing what we do every day.
How cool is that? When you talk mostly real estate, it's just angles and colors, but this literally was the softer side because when you walk into a room and it's, you know, maybe there's a photo of somebody on the wall, you you think that's their space, but what's the number one thing that just everyone can relate to? Plants, flowers, and that's what she's doing. She's really making something that a lot of people just see in passing, creating a real business out of it, and that's what was really exciting. And Tammy, you knew her from before, which is really cool. So this is why having guests like this on the show, it's not just the hard numbers and the facts. This is something that will really soften your experience with real estate. And so that's why I was so excited to have her on today. What did you think of that, Carla?
I loved it. I love it. And we're going to go from like sunny yellow dress to now like the blue, you know, like serious talk.
Serious.
And this is like, so we've asked you to DM us and ask, you know, any questions you may have for our legal superstar here, Stuart. How are you, Stuart?
I'm doing great.
Hi, Stewie. No. I've been authorized to say that and use that.
No, my wife gave her permission.
Oh, she did. I have permission. Oh. From the higher up.
That's and impressive. Family guy.
So we've asked you guys to go ahead and ask us questions about anything that you're going through with respects to real estate and transacting. And now we have them. Thank you, Kai. Yes. So you guys don't have this, but I'm going to go ahead and ask Stuart because you've been here before. Mm-hmm. And so now you're familiar with him and his services. Obviously, you know, he's a real estate attorney. And so we have, if I buy a house and I find that something's wrong with it as soon as I move in, is there something I can do about it? So this is post-sale or post-purchase.
Well, it depends upon whether you had an inspection done, and usually there's not much you can do. If you had an inspector and then you had a walkthrough before the closing, you're kind of buyer beware at that point. So, you know, that's the purpose of hiring a professional inspector within 5 business days of signing the contract. And then it's also the purpose of the walkthrough to make sure that they fixed everything they said they were going to fix. Now, if it's something that was hidden on purpose, just real quick, we had one deal where we represented a buyer after we weren't the original attorney. The seller to him had built a put drywall in front of a foundation crack to hide it.
Oh, wow.
So
yeah.
That's when you can do something if you can prove that the seller actually did something to hide the problem.
What if the property was drywall and it's an existing basement? They didn't know there was a crack.
Well, you know, if the drywall was already there, that's something different. I mean, it's there and you may find out about the crack later on. But if they knew that there was flooding and didn't disclose it, and you can prove that your seller knew something beforehand, then you've got a decent case for trying to recover money from them after closing.
And I hear you say that there are situations where this does happen, Stuart, but I want you to also say the number of times that this really ends up happening. How often? Because in real estate, the idea is that you are protected at so many steps along the way. You're not going to go under contract and overpay because there's going to be an appraisal. You typically aren't going to buy a house, close, and find out you bought a lemon because you have an inspection. So does this happen where somebody buys something 1 out of 10 times and there's a problem?
Not even that often. I mean, it's extremely rare that the problem would be to the level where you'd want to do something about it afterwards.
That's so phenomenal because you have double checks and people are on your side when they're working in the real estate transaction.
Right.
That's a good question.
But don't kid yourself, right? Because most of these flips are foreclosed homes, right? That you have to buy them at a, not always, but if you want to buy low, you're going to buy something that's distressed, that's going to be the lowest price property or an estate sale. And so if due diligence is not done and people are just doing lipstick surgery to these flips, you know, they may hide these things because sealing a crack is one of the pricier items. But, I mean, it's just misleading.
Foreclosed properties are different, too. Foreclosed properties, the lenders are selling as is. We spent many years representing lenders on the sale of
right.
foreclosed properties.
I get that. But I'm just saying, like, if someone buys a flip that's supposed to be completely renovated and the contractor or developer doesn't do that, right? I mean, that's why you got to do your due diligence. And when you do the inspection, they do the moisture readings, which is, you know, the system, this gadget that they use to check and see if there was water coming in through the space.
Well, there's protections too. We as attorneys in our attorney review letter, one of the things we ask, have there been any repairs that you didn't get permits for? And if you do have the permits, show them to us.
Yeah, that's a good one to show permits.
So,
yeah.
You know, as you and I talked once before with the FHA stuff, we have a clause that says if it's an FHA loan, that the seller is going to pay for all the repairs at the FHA, because the FHA does their own appraisal too. So
this is why Stuart's great, and this is a cool segment that we have where we're actually answering real questions. Carla, what's the next one?
which is, I love, let me just point out the fact that he's so cool, calm, and collected during the whole process. I've worked with him in the past, and this is him always, like, super calm. And I'm like, Stuart, the world is falling apart. Okay, so do I need to have an attorney when buying a property?
Oh, absolutely. And that,
he's like, yeah.
Well, yeah, and we'd like to be that attorney. But seriously, it's not just that you want an attorney. You want one who specializes in real estate. Or who only does real estate, like our office. There's so many different things that can happen at a closing. We were at one where the legal description was wrong on a deed. That's why I'm there to make sure that everything lines up and so that they bought the right piece of property.
Oh, wow. Could you imagine?
We had one, and this was not Joel's, it was not a guaranteed rate loan, where the Social Security number was wrong on the loan application. And it wasn't even anything close. Whoever typed the loan application up had somebody else buying the property.
Joel, is that even...
So
sometimes it gets to the closing table and you literally have an attorney that is your uncle's buddy. And you say, I'm going to save $500 because I'm just going to hire an attorney. And he's a jack of all trades. What you get with somebody like Stuart, who really knows his craft, is that that's all they do. So he's seen hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of transactions, and he catches those things. It's well worth the peace of mind to have somebody like Stuart on your team.
Oh, for sure. Because I know a lot of buyers don't understand the process, and they'll say, okay, so if I'm buying this property, how do I make sure that, you know, all the bills were paid? And we're like, it's your attorney's going to make sure that everything's verifiable, right?
Well, right. And as a buyer's attorney, don't forget the seller's attorney is the one who's drafting the deed and the bill of sale. And the figures are coming in from the seller combined with the bank. And it's our job as the buyer's attorney to double check and triple check everything and stand behind our guarantee that we've done a good job. So
I couldn't agree more. And I really want to second the having an attorney, a real estate specific attorney in the process, because I came to Chicago from Washington State. And in Washington State, it's not common practice to use a real estate attorney on transactions. And I will tell you, the difference is astronomical. And here in Chicago, where that is common practice, it's what you do. Far less mistakes. The people who are dedicated, like you, Stuart, that this is what you do all day long, prevent the kinds of mistakes that will slip through the cracks otherwise. And it's so worth it. The cost is absolutely worth it.
And we're all humans, right? So, I mean, there's human error in everything. You know,
and the idea for us is, yes, we're going to catch the mistakes, but we're not going to let the deal die.
This is very important.
You know, our model is, my partner gets upset when I say this, nobody dies at a real estate closing, so it's not a yelling match between attorneys.
Can you imagine Stuart yelling?
This is Carla Mina dramatic. I'm leaving. We're not closing.
No, I learned sometimes the hard way when I was younger. By the way, I'm a type A, whether you believe it or not.
Yes.
You know, but I can't control how someone else acts. I can only control how I react to that situation. So my job is to try to cool the room a little bit so that nobody's fighting at the closing table.
Okie dokie. So we have one more here. Who is supposed to pay for the examination of the title to the property if the offer is accepted? And how do I know who will pay for the cost of the survey of the property?
All right. In the 7.0 contract, it specifically says that the seller will provide title. So the seller pays for the title policy. It also says that the seller will provide a flagged or staked survey that was done within the last 6 months. So those are seller's expenses. Unless your buyer's attorney tries to negotiate that away, but most seller's attorneys, in fact, if we were representing the seller, we wouldn't expect the contract to change on those 2 points, is I guess what I'm trying to say.
And some foreclosures are sold without surveys, too. So it just depends. Everything's going to be stipulated in the contract. It depends on what you negotiate,
right?
Correct?
All of the foreclosures that I know about, the what they call REO properties, real estate-owned properties, are sold without surveys, and many of them shift the cost to the buyer. So it's what's in the contract, another reason to have an attorney to tell you what's in your particular contract.
Or as Ben Carson calls it, Oreos, right? You're not talking about the cookies, right?
Yes.
You're talking about real estate owned. Okay.
That's what he said.
And he's the top dog over at HUD. So it's good to have people that actually know what they're doing, like you, Stuart.
Yeah, that actually happened, Joel. So I remember it well.
To Joel for silliness. Love it. It's always a pleasure to hang out with you, Stuart. And as I like to call him, Stewie, I have I reserve that name. And thank you so much for coming out to support us too. I wanted to thank you for coming out to the St. Jude event. And he's running. You're doing a race.
Yeah, I've kind of taken up walk/running in my old age. So I've been doing 10Ks all summer.
Wow.
So
a lot of Ks, everybody.
See, we had Kim doing her fly girl. Make sure you text her. Maybe you'll get in that studio.
We were talking, but it's mostly women. So
she said gender.
That's not a bad idea. No.
This is great for date night with your wife, Stuart. That would be so cute. You could do some fly girl dances.
Yeah, do some Zumba.
Actually, when I left the house today, she was out training for a 5K. So,
look at that. Active lifestyle. I love it. I get technology and I don't know how to use this. So please take this away before I break it.
Stuart, before you go, can you please make sure everyone knows where they can find you?
All right. I'm the senior partner at a firm called Kessler and Kiernan with my partner, Therese Kiernan. Our phone number is 847-818-9933. And my cell is 847-668-2564 because we're available 24/7. And the email address is KesslerKiernan.com is what it is.
How are you available 24/7 if you're running 10Ks, 20Ks, 26,
That's what texts are for, messages are for. You know, we decided a long time ago that things happen in the real estate world on the weekends and the evenings, and we need to be available for the agents and for our clients. And
love your style, Stuart.
You're kind
of highly recommended, you guys. I mean, I've had a lot of agents who've seen the show and are like, oh my gosh, you had Stuart. He's a, you know, the best in real estate here, attorney. Whatever. Can you finish that for me, Stuart? Let's leave it at Stewie.
We're glad that you were here. It was really cool for you to do that recap, and we'll see you again soon. So, Carla, this was really cool because we had a new segment that was different. We were actually able to take questions, and we think we know all the right questions to ask, but that was a really cool segment.
Just ask me or my kids. Mommy knows best, right, Tammy? I mean, I'm a boss. That's what
they say.
Lots of information, but of course, right? Growing your real estate business, from building your own company, from investing in real estate, and what are the secrets and how to do it winner style. We also like to, we're all philanthropists in the room, and we like to help and just align ourselves with people who are also doing the same thing. And I love businesses who are always giving back, because real estate, just being a real estate entrepreneur, but also other businesses, it takes so many working hours to make sure you take care of your clients, to give the clients the kind of service you expect for yourself and all that good stuff. But then when you take away from your working hours to give back to the community, I think that's a real good sign of leaders. And I just want to tell you, I absolutely adore this man. I mean, I wake up every morning to Instagram, and I know it's not healthy, but for me, it's super healthy because I seriously follow Sunny because his stuff is so inspirational. I mean, like the quotes, I'm like, is he talking about me? Is this for me? Like, win it today. Get it today. And it's like, okay, Sunny. And I do have a fan who says, well, today I'm going to break Sunny. And he's like, I'm going to work out, and today is going to be the day I take him down. So shout out to you, Greg. But no, Sunny's always winning. How are you? There's no introduction due here. You've been here before.
Yes.
How's it going, Sunny Bunny?
Fabulous. Thank you for having me here today. It's a great evening. It's always great to be back. You know, I'm here. I just love what you guys do.
And you're pretty chill right now because usually he's like super high beat and he's like, get it.
Yeah.
But you're here because we invited you to come in and share what you're doing, your project. Is it, when is the event?
You're talking about Boy His Dream? Oh, well, the event's coming up in October the 22nd, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. at Gibson Italian. So we'll be raising another fund to add more students to our students who are currently in colleges and in various school districts. So most of them in different states. These are children from underprivileged homes. And they are not privileged enough to be able to fund their own education. So they need these supplemental scholarship, which we created, myself and our team, you know, from A Boy and His Dream. So we currently have 8 of them. So we want to expand to 20. So the goal is to have 100 students in the next 10 years. So every year we plan to keep adding more students to it. So to be able to make that sustainable, we have to fund the program. So that's what we're doing the foundation for.
That's amazing, Joel. Yeah. I mean, Tammy, if you guys think about it, we're selling zip codes, literally. Mm-hmm. We're selling property and we're selling lifestyle and we're selling neighborhoods. And it's sad that, you know, we focus our businesses in some of the areas that are always selling, the hot areas, right? But then there's these other areas where there's low income and people and their children just can't afford something as simple as, you know, as a parent, I had to go and buy supplies for the kids. Mm-hmm. And it's annoying, but I'm so fortunate and blessed that I could do that. Right?
Yes.
But there are parents who, unfortunately, for whatever the reason may be, can't do that. So I applaud you for really doing this. And I know you do it with, you know, you don't get paid for it. This is something you do out of your volunteer time, which you have no time.
Well, I'm not doing it alone. I have a team.
You do?
Yeah, I have board of director. I have advisor. I have a team. I'm just the face.
Oh, just the face. He's so humble.
I'm just the vessel that is... always talking about it. So I have a team that's backing me. For any given entity to be successful, you have to have a backing, have a solid team that believe in you. Some of them are here today. So I'm not going to be like mentioning names, but I do have a team that does it.
But you are more than just the face and you are absolute substance. And when we did the St. Jude's event, what was it, last month?
Yeah.
At Gibson's Italia, $25,000 in one day for St. Jude's. Sonny was a part of that. He donated a package for that. He didn't charge anything for it, donated it to the auction. He was also there and participated in person. And this is a man with heart and spirit who really works to make a difference.
It was actually Sonny's idea to do the dinner, because we were like, well, barbecue, well, we'll do, you know, breakfast with Tiffany at Gibson's Italia. But you came out because you've done this often and you've done it for Born a Dream.
Correct.
So it just, you know, I know that you're like a real estate show, Market Overdrive, but we want to showcase our leaders who is impacting these neighborhoods. And please reach out to Sonny, because I talked to a nutritionist today. She just opened up a non-for-profit and I said, you have to meet Sonny, because if you're an emerging business and you're starting, you need to reach out to Sonny because he's a fitness trainer, but he is beyond that. I mean, you help people with lifestyle, nutrition, and just inspiration. Like, I know a lot of you just don't want to get up and work out, but... this guy will really get you there. And I've seen your videos and I'm like, oh my God, how is he doing that? I want to do that. I'm going to take the Sonny challenge.
Yes, you can. You know, health and wellness, physical fitness is actually replacing hospital right now. So this is always one thing I always tell executive, more especially anyone that has a job. If you're working, if you're a mother, and if you have something that challenges you, and that takes a lot of you. To be able to balance that, you have to exercise. If you're not doing that, you end up in hospital. I mean, it's just simple as that. So if you can do that, I haven't been to the hospital for the past six years. I only go there for physical.
Wow.
Yeah.
In real estate, this is what we do, though. We exactly. work ourselves to the bone. Yeah. We yeah. do all these things, and we trade our health for dollars, exactly. right? And really what we need to do
is... It sounds terrible, but it's true, Joel.
And it really is. So this whole focus here where we talk about healthy, wealthy, and wise, here's the healthy right here. Sonny, I see you at so many different real estate events, and you embody this giver's gain mentality. You're really giving back, and we really like what you're doing. So tell us about how they can get a hold of you.
Well, they can get a hold of me for the fitness aspect of it. I have a website. I'm on social media, Sonny Biggie Fitness, and on social media, the website, sonnybiggiefitness.com. And I mean, they know how to get it. If you really want to do it, come on.
Everywhere. Just get a hold of him.
Sonny Biggie Fitness, but Biggie is spelled
B-I-G-G-Y.
B-I-G-G-Y.
I love that.
Biggie Fitness.
We're short on time, but I wanted to make sure you got that in there. That's what we need to make sure that we can do that, because you really are giving back. And if anyone needs something that's get the heart pumping and really get out there, give this man a call, because he literally, we don't have time to show his abs, but boy, is he ripped.
I love that you mentioned that.
We should have prioritized that.
Tune in next time.
Appreciate it.
But see, for our realtors who are watching the show or listening, just partner with Sonny and just give back. I know one of the efforts that he's doing is you sponsor a child for their dietary food.
Yeah, we call that program No Child Left Out. And what happened is that we identify those children who are obese. The last one we actually worked with was like 10 years old, happened to be 240 pounds. I mean, come on. That's crazy. So we partner with different trainers who voluntarily give back and also work with company who donate food bi-weekly. And we did that. We were very successful. We want to do more of that.
That's amazing. And I know you guys are out there busy and you're transacting and you have nothing to do. Sometimes timing is not what you have or time is not what you have. So just write a check and help out the kids that need you and maybe attend this event. It's going to be a hit. And we just love supporting our entrepreneurs and our partners because it's just really good to give back. Do we have a final guest for this in the scene? What's going on in the city? You know, we can't close out the show without telling you what's going on and we're at a party in the city of Chicago, right, Joel?
Well, that's what it's about. So we're not only just elevating your real estate IQ, but so often you live in the city and you get through the whole weekend and you go, oh my gosh, I missed that event, right? You've seen this. And so it's really good to be on WGN Market Overdrive and learn about what's coming up. So we have somebody with us today that knows it all. He knows what's happening. Carla, do you agree with this assessment that this man kind of knows?
I don't even need an introduction because he's, you know, he's the coolest man in the city of Chicago. So if you want to get into these VIP events, just DM him, I guess.
I know it all now.
Oh my God.
I thought you were going to come here and talk about fashion and we were going to get out of it here, but what happened?
I got to follow Sonny Big. It's like the cleanest, squeaky clean guy in the whole city.
And then there's Ken.
That up, really? Just thank God we're both not shirtless.
I'm like, I don't know. We should have did. Next time we're going to talk to Kai. Kai, do not do this
way. Yeah, right.
You got to put Ken towards the end
with the
naughty people. You're in the naughty list.
Give us one or two things that are coming up right now.
Expo Chicago starts tonight. It's like one of the crown jewels of the city, right? It's a super cool art event, and it starts today, goes through Sunday. Amazing artists. It's $30 for a ticket. Okay. And expochicago.com if you're going to log
on. I've heard of that forever. Where is that located? Where do we go?
It's at the Navy Pier. It's huge, the whole show. It takes a long time to go through the whole thing. So that's why they have multiple days, and it's cool to check
out. One of the better reasons to get back to Navy Pier. You live in the city sometimes, and you say, I'm not going to go to Navy Pier. Go to Navy Pier this week. This is one of the big things that are happening.
Yep. And then on the beach, Whiskey Fest. So one of the last beachfront type things to do.
Whiskey.
Whiskey business.
Yep. So I'm a Johnny Walker black guy myself. So, but there's a lot of other types of, it's a tasting of all the different kinds of whiskeys. And so it's put on by the Stefani Group, Robbie Schloss, the guys that run offshore, or not, I'm sorry, not offshore, Shore Club, right down at North Avenue Beach. That's tomorrow, 6 to 9 p.m. That's also $30 a person. And then Chicago Gourmet starts next week. And that's another crown jewel, right? At Pritzker Pavilion out on the lawn. All the chefs, they present, they cook, they do tasting.
What? That sounds really good. Wait, what about the weather, though?
So everybody prays. And
I mean, food, but I don't like the cold. So how do we fix this? Yep. Is there a dome?
And that's it. And then a couple weeks from now, before our next airing, Runway Latinx, Arabelle Rosales, she puts on an amazing Latino fashion event. It used to be Latino Fashion Week, and it's been changed to Runway Latinx this year. It's also changing locations from Block 37 to Space Stage Studios. I think it's 1844 West Hubbard.
That's a cool location.
Yeah. So it's almost a day event, over there. Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Amazing. She just does an amazing job year after year on that. And then we're announcing tomorrow our Halloween event. So this is a Hollywood-themed Halloween event, October 25th. We're releasing the tickets tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
Chicago Scene event. We will have, it's a Hollywood themed. So if you know the Ambassador Hotel, what used to be Public Hotel, the old pump room. So we're energizing that space and taking over the whole space. You come dressed as Hollywood film and TV stars.
Oh, how cool.
Red carpet out front.
I love that.
We're going to have paparazzi as you walk in.
Wow.
In person, it's going to be amazing. It's going to be a great time.
See, never a boring weekend when it comes to Ken. Yep. Where can we get more information about these events?
Text SCENE to 313131, and you're in the know on all the featured events throughout the city at any time.
It works, everybody. That's a really cool thing. 313131. Type in the word SCENE, and you'll actually be on the list. It's one of the new things that that's so futuristic. It's like 2019. That's not something we used to have
text
before.
Text is definitely the way to, anybody that's not using text as a way to communicate to the people who are interested in your content is missing out. Your email open rates are like 9% if you're lucky, right? But text is like 70-80%. That's the way to go.
Yeah, about technology and Carla, we just don't get along. So yeah. I'm going to go with
friends. This is why
picking up the phone and calling. That's why I got Ken. I'm like, Ken, how do you fix this problem? Thank you so much for sharing that with us. Yeah. And we are Market Overdrive, and I think that's a show, and it's like pages and pages of guests, but because we want to educate you, and we have so many amazing humans who have, you know, who love us and follow us that are part of this Market Overdrive family. We call ourselves the Mod Squad. And really, we're just here to, you know, get you inspired and showing you the different facets of the business.
Well, one of the big things before we go is that I wanted to thank Ken for introducing you to me.
Oh, 1 year ago. Is it our anniversary?
So, yes, we have an event coming
Tiffany?
Up. Yeah. So it was Real Estate Bingo, and the next big event for Real Estate Bingo is October 3rd. So save the date, October 3rd. It's a Thursday. It's at Corinthian's Yacht Club. It is over 100 people in the business, and it's high-stakes bingo. You go for 2 hours, and you get a chance to win a 55-inch TV, a 12-person yacht cruise, trip to Las Vegas, a $1,000 shopping spree, and the list goes on and on. So this isn't your grandmother's bingo. It's Joel Schaub's bingo at the Corinthian's Yacht Club. So it's from 2 to 4 p.m. on October 3rd, and that's the date that we first met, so I'm so excited to see you guys.
I walked in there thinking to find a bunch of blue-haired women with these daughters.
And that's it. So we're so excited to have a lot of folks there on that date.
Yes, great event. I mean, that's where we met, and I was like, wait, how do I win? I can never win anything. But like, and then your beautiful wife was walking around. That was the first time. Joel keeps saying, stop stealing my people.
Joel dressed? Joel was, well, how were you dressed? What were you
well, it was Halloween, so I was Willy Wonka, and she, of course, was my golden ticket.
That was the golden ticket. How cute
adorable.
Is that?
That's
so awesome.
Adorable.
How do you compete with that?
You can't. You can't. Well, thank you so much for hanging out with us. That is a wrap. And remember to follow us on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn. We're everywhere. So if you want to be informed and stay informed and just know what's happening in the scene, then you got to keep in touch with us and follow us and email me if you have any questions. I'm at Carla at marketoverdrive.com. Ciao.